ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning by the Hashem Yitbarach. We have parashat Chaye Sara. And we have in this week's parasha, obviously, it has a big part of the parasha, talking about the zivug of Yitzhak Avinu. Abraham, he sent Eliezer, his servant, to find the kalah for Yitzhak. And we see the Torah speaks about it one time, two times, three times, four times. The Torah repeats it so many times, the story. What happened with Eliezer? Until Midrash Rabbah, Rashi brings it down here also. Said Amar bi'aha, yafa sihatan shel abdei avot mitoratan shel banim. Sheharei parasha shel Eliezer kefula b'Torah, v'harbei gufei Torah shelo netanu ella b'rmiza. Take a look. How much here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention, kibyachol, to every word that Eliezer said. You know, obviously, Eliezer, he was doleh u'mashkeh m'torat rabo le'acherim. He wasn't a simple guy, Eliezer. Farshim, they tell us, l'midrashim, they say that he was the best student of Abraham Avinu. He was Talmid Mubhak of Abraham Avinu. And the Torah repeats it, the story that Eliezer, first of all, he was talking to himself. He made the condition to himself. And then after Rivka came, he told her whatever he wanted to. And then when he came to them, to her family, to Laban and Betuel, he told them that when I came to the well, I said so-and-so, and when she came, I told her so-and-so. So kibyachol, the same story was repeated four times, l'chaura. So that's what the Midrash is telling us. Yafasi hatan shel abdei avot mitoratan shel banim. And harbei gufei Torah, the Midrash says, lo netanu ela b'rmiza. Many halachot, we learned only because you tour of one letter from the Pasuk. Like we have the Mishnah, Masechet Hagiga. The Mishnah says over there, Hilchot Shabbat, Hagigot, Vehem Me'ilot, Harahim Kehararim Teluim Basi'ara. What does it mean? Kibyachol, as if you have a huge mountain, it's hanged on a Si'ara, on a hair. What does it mean? Farshim Rashi explains over there, he said, really, many halachot that we only have remes for them in the Torah. But here, the story about the Zivug of Yitzhak, with the story with Eliezer, what happened? The Torah has all the time for it. The Torah says the story and repeats it a few times. So maybe we have to understand a little bit about the story, what's going on over here. Obviously, there's a lot. There's no end for the Torah. The Pasuk said, Arucha me'eres meda urhaba min yam. There's no end for the Torah, but we'll try, Be'ezer Hashem, to be melakek, to pa min yam, Be'ezer Hashem, for what we could get, Be'ezer Hashem, Tbarach. We see after Eliezer, he got to the house of Laban after he made the condition and Rivka came and she made him drink and she told him, I'm going to let your camels also drink. Bekitzur, Pasuk said that Eliezer, he came to the house of Laban Betuel. Pasuk said, Ve'yusam lefanav le'echol, ve'yomer lo ochal, adim dibarti debaray, ve'yomer daber. They put him seudah in front of him to eat. Told him, I'm not going to eat until I have to tell you what I have to say, and then we could have Sauda. Like the Pasuk said after, ויוכלו וישתו, ובאנשים אשר עמו וילינו, וישקיעו בבוקר ויום שלחוני לאדוני. He told them in the beginning, first I want to tell you what I have, why I came here for. That's what he told them. And the Pasuk said, ויוסם לפניו לאכול, they put in front of him to eat, and he said, I don't want to eat. חאורה, the מפרשים, they asked, said, who asked Eliezer to eat? They didn't ask him to eat. They just put the food on the table. They put the food on the table. No one asked him to eat. Why he opened up his mouth and he said, I don't want to eat. Anyone invited him to eat? Anyone told him tfadal? Anyone told him b'chavot? No one told him anything. So what's going on over here? Ve'yusam lefanav le'echol, and he said, I don't want to eat. No one told you to eat. What do you want from me? So I saw the Magen Abraham. He brings down, he realized that there's kushya here in the Pasuk. And I'll read you his words, Be'ezrat Hashem. He says here, we have in Hilchot Betzi'at HaPat, Shulchan Aruch, it says, Siman Kuf Ayin, Seif Yud Gimal. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hanechnas Labayit, Lo Yomar Tnu Li Le'echol, Ad Sheyomru Hem. If someone is invited by someone's house, he shouldn't ask Ba'al HaBayit, come on, I'm hungry, I want to eat. It's not Derech Eretz to ask him, no. You're invited by him. If you're going to him and you're paying for the food, then you obviously could ask him. So when you go to the restaurant, you ask him, I want this, I want that, you bring him the whole list. But if you're invited by someone, It's not derech eres to ask him, I'm hungry, I want to eat. Could you please serve us the food? It's not derech eres. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And nechnas lebet habiro, lo yomar tnu li leichol, ad sheyomru him. Until they're going to tell him, tfadal, then he could start eating. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Comes here again Abraham, Seif Katan Yudhayet, he says here, ve'im natnu lefanav leichol, en tzarech sheyomru lo sheyokhal. He says, if they put the food in front of him, he doesn't need to wait for them to give him permission to eat. They put him the food in his plate. He can start eating right away. He says, "V'hareaya me'Eliezer." We have proof from Eliezer. She amar lo ochal. V'hareadain lo amru lo leichol. Ela in sarich amira. From here we see the raya that we have from Eliezer. The pasuk said, "V'yusam lefanav leichol," and he told them, "I don't want to eat. Who asked you to eat? No one told you to eat." Ella, if they put the food in front of him, then as if they told him b'chavod, and that's why he answered them, "I don't want to eat until I have to say what I have to say." I saw here also in the Perim Gadim, he speaks about it also. He says here in the Perim Gadim, "Ayin magin Abraham re'aya me'Eliezer abed Abraham d'chtiv ve'yusav lefanav le'echol v'chule ve'yesh lomar she'amru lo gam ken." He said, "What's the proof of the magin Abraham that he brings re'aya from here?" That when they put the food, when they serve you the food, they put it in your plate, you don't need to wait for them to tell you to go eat. You don't need to wait. You could start eating right away. The raya from Eliezer. He said, "What kind of raya is this? It's not raya." Why? Because maybe over there by Eliezer, they did tell him. They put the food in front of him, and they did tell him to eat. So how come the Torah didn't say that they told him? The Torah was mekatzer. Who told you that from Eliezer they did not ask him to eat? Maybe they did ask him. They put the food in front of him, and they told him, "Go ahead." He told them, "I don't want to eat until I talk." So what kind of fry I have from there? Maybe over there they told him to eat. That's what he said. Ve'esh tomar she'amru lo gam ken. And he answers here. Ve'efshar dim ken ech habar al derech eretz she'arei Hazal amru kol ma she'omer lecha ba'al bayit aseh. So he says, for sure, the story with Eliezer, they did not ask him to eat. They only put the food in front of him. They didn't ask him to eat. Why? Because if they put the food in front of him, also they asked him to eat, how come he did not eat until he told them, "Lo uchal adam dibarti dibarai"? So they have halakha. If you're invited by someone's house, whatever Baal HaBayit tells you to do, you have to do. The Gemara says, "Kol ma she'omar lecha Baal HaBayit aseh, you have to do, chutz mitzeh." But whatever he tells you, you have to follow. You're invited by him. You have to respect him. Whatever he tells you, you have to do. Here, if they put the food in front of him and they told him to eat, how come Eliezer did not eat? So, Ella, for sure, they did not tell him to eat. So if they didn't tell him to eat, how come he answered them and he told them, "I don't want to eat. No one asked you to eat." Ella, he says, continues here, ואפשר דבטואל היה גדול באותו הזמן כמשמעות המדרשים. אז לפיכך אמר לא אוכל, כי ירא שמי יאמרו לו לאכול, ומוכרח לקיים דרך ארץ. אבל בעשייה, בלא אמירה, אין צריך. He says here, before they told him to eat, he saw them the minute they put the food on the table, he was scared they're going to invite him, they're going to tell him to eat, and if they're going to tell him, then he must eat. That's why, before we start the food, I have something to say. That's what he explains over here. Now the question is, why Eliezer didn't want to eat? He has something to say. That's a simple pirush. But we have here Yonatan Uziel. He says here, the famous, everyone knows it. The pasuk, Yonatan Uziel said, "V'sadaru kumeh lemichul tepshila debeh samad doktol." They served him food that has a poison inside, has some mavet. V'ergish beh. And Eliezer, he realized there is something in the food, and he didn't want to eat it. Obviously, in such a case, you don't have to listen to Baal HaBayit. If Baal HaBayit, he wants to kill you, obviously, there's no mizvah, there's no derech eres to listen to him. So here, he realized that they put him some mavet in the food. V'yargish me. V'yamar la'ichul ad de'malel p'tgamay. V'yamar malel. So he told him, he realized that they put something. Also, Baal HaTorim also brings the same thing. He said, V'yusam lefanav le'ichul. V'yusam says, kelomar v'yisam. What's ve'yisam? Melemet shenatnu lo sama mavet b'ke'ara shelo. U'miharu alav le'echol, kedei shelo yergish. They put him poison in the food, and right away they put the food, let's start eat. And he told him, hello, hello, hold on. He realized there is something fishy over there. He realized that they put himself in Mavet. That's why he didn't want to eat. I saw later on also, Sifti Hakamim, he's medayek, nice diyuk. He says, how did Hakamim learn? How did the Midrashim know that Vayusam lefanav le'echol, from here they put him poison? Who told you they put him poison? It says, Vayusam lefanav le'echol, they serve him. They put him food to eat. Hakamim said, no, they put poison in the food. How do you know? Where does it say in the Pasuk? We understand the Midrashim, all the Midrashim are written in Beruach HaKodesh. I understand, but what's the siman, what's the re'aya, what's the remez for that Midrash? Pasul Chaura, they served him, they gave him food. Hakim said, no, they want to poison him. Where does it say? He said, Sifti Hakim, he says later on, Ve'yomer Ahiha Ve'ema, the next day in the morning, the Rivka's mother and brother, they answered Eliezer. Ask Rashi from the Midrash, Ubtuel Echanaya. Where's Betuel? Two psukim before. Ve'ya'an Laban u'btuel ve'yomeru me'adonai yatsa ha'dabar lo nukhal dabar elecha ra'otob. Betuel was the father. So where's the father here in the morning? He disappeared. What happened? Rashi says from the Midrash, haya rotze le'akeb u'bam el'ach ve'hem ito. And he didn't want to send his daughter Rivka to marry Yitzhak Avinu. We'll see later why. And Malach HaMavet came, and the poison that they wanted Eliezer to eat, the plates were switched around, and it ended up, the plate with the poison, ended up by Betuel's plate, and he ate it, and he died on the spot. That's why next day in the morning, where's Betuel? Zammar. That's what it says here. Now here, Sifti Hakim is medayek here. Rosel Omar haya natun samamavet bakiara. What's the remez? He said, "Dichtib kan ve'yusam lefanav le'echol." How does it say the word "ve'yusam lefanav le'echol"? If you want to write in Hebrew "ve'yusam," you have to write vav, yud, vav, sin, mem. But in the Torah, it's written vav, yud, yud, sin, mem. Ve'yisam. What's ve'yisam? Why the Torah changed the way? It's supposed to be written with the Vav. The Torah write it with the Yud. Why is it written with the Yud? So he said, here it says Ve'yusam lefanav le'echol with the Yud. So with the Yud sounds like Ve'yisem. So he said, Ve'yisem, Ve'yisem. Oh, we have similar language by Yosef HaTzadik. Ve'yahantu oto Ve'yisem ba'aron b'misraim. Over there it said same exact word. Ve'yisem ba'aron b'misraim. They put him in the Aron. So that's how Hachamim, they saw that here the Torah says Ve'yusam lefanav le'echol, but the Torah wrote it with the letter Yud, not the letter Vav. So Hachin, they made Gizra Shavah. Here it says Ve'yisam lefanav. Over there, Ve'yisam ba'aron. Here they wanted to serve him, to put him in the Aron. They wanted to bury him. That's what they wanted. That's why here that's the yuk that Hachin never made. They put him poison, and he realized that's why he did not want to eat, and the plate ended up by Betuel, and Betuel ate it, and he died. Now the question is, why did they really put poison in Eliezer's plate? Why they wanted to kill him? What did they do to them? Eliezer, he came to them, ve'kahish nizim zahab bika mishkalo, shnisim medim ala di asara zahab mishkalam. He gave them a lot of present. Umigdanot ladan li'ahiha ulama. And he gave them a lot of present. He gave Rivka also a lot of jewelry. So why they wanted to kill him? What did they do to them? They did something bad to them. Why they wanted to kill him? Simple Pirosh, you could explain why. Because they saw that he told them that Abraham Abin was a very rich man. Ve'yitin kol asher lo le'Yitzhak. And they saw that Abraham is very rich. And if the servant, he came now here, take a look how much jewelry he brought. Now we're going to kill the servant. And then Yitzhak is going to see that the servant didn't come. He's going to come himself to see what's going on. And if the servant brought us so much jewelry, imagine how much the master is going to bring. So they said, at least we gain more jewelry, we gain more money. That's what they planned. They wanted to kill him. Why? Because they wanted to get the more jewelry. Said, nothing to lose. By them, it's, to kill someone, it's easy. They didn't pay attention to it. That's what we could explain in a simple way. But I saw here in Sefer Bayomer Abraham, that's Hakam Abadiah Yosef, Alav Shalom, father-in-law. He writes here in Parashat Hayesara, this week's Parasha, he writes here, he said, ובזה פירשו דרך חידוד מה שאמרו חזל בהגדה, צא ולמד מה בקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו. שפרעו לו גזר אלא על הזכרים, ולבן בקש לעקור את הכל. לבן, he wanted to uproot, to destroy עם ישראל completely, from the root. He wanted to destroy עם ישראל. שנאמר, ארמי עובד אבי. ארמי, לבן הארמי, wants to kill our forefather, who was יעקב אבינו. יעקב, הוא היה בני יעקב, ויוסף שלה, בני ישראל, הוא היה the sons of יעקב. ארמי, he wanted to kill our forefather, יעקב אבינו. And that's what we say in the Haggadah. It said, go check and find out what Laban wanted to do to Yaakov Abinu. He asked Yerut Chaura, if we see that Laban wants to destroy the whole thing, what did Laban do? Where do we see Laban he wanted to destroy Am Israel? What did he do? Ela, hakavana hi, al pi ma she'amru bagmara masechet Gittin, ha'omer l'shluchot, tse v'kadesh li isha, umet ha'shaliyah, asur b'chol anashim sheba'olam, ki hazaka ha'shaliyah oseh shlichuto. ועל כל אחד שירצה לקדש, יש לחשוש שמזוהי אחות או אם או בת ארוסתו, ואסורה עליו משום ערווה. ולבן הרי בקש להרוג את אליעזר שהיה שליח לקדושין, ואז היה נאסר בכל הנשים, ונמצא חס ושלום זרעו של אברהם קלה מאליו. He says here, so we have a very simple ההלכה, לגמרא מסכת קדושין says, if someone sends a messenger to do קדושין for him, he could send שליח. אתה משנה סייד, האיש מקדש בו בשלוחו. יקדו קדושין, יקדו את yourself, יקד סן שליח, also, תמי קדושין. No problem, יקד סן שליח, תדו קדושין. The Gemara asked, what happened if a guy, he sent שליח to marry, he told him, go to that town, and I wanted to marry me, the daughter of Mr. So-and-so. And the שליח, he went over there, and he never came back. He never came back. So what are you going to do? He never came back. We don't know. Did the Shaliach, did he do the Shlichot of Kedushin or no? We don't know. So in such a case, the Gemara said, if the person he told the Shaliach, go and marry me, the daughter of so-and-so, then we're not sure if he did the Shlichot or he didn't do the Kedushin. That's why Mr. Fake, he has a problem. But if he told the Shaliach, go find me Zavug from that town. He didn't tell him which specific one. He didn't tell him any specific one. In such a case, that person said it's a sword to marry any girl in the world. Why? Because any girl that is gonna marry, it's gonna be a problem. Why? Because maybe the Shaliach, he did the Shlichut, maybe he told him, go find me a girl in that town. So any girl that you wanna marry now, maybe that's the sister of the girl that the Shaliach did the Shlichut for. We don't know. It's a fake. We don't know. Because we have Hazaka Shaliach Hosei Shlichuto. He never came back. He died on the way. We don't know what happened. So that person is not allowed to marry any more girls in the world. Why? Because any girl who's going to marry, maybe that's the sister of the girl who's already married to him through the Shaliach. That's what Hakim here did. That's what it says in the Gemara. And here, Laban, he wanted to kill Eliezer. And Eliezer, he was Shaliach to do Kedushin for Yitzhak Abinu. So now, if Laban wanted to kill Eliezer, but he was standing in front of Le'echol, now what's going to be with Yitzhak Abinu? Any girl Yitzhak Abinu is going to marry, he's not allowed to marry her. Why? Because maybe that's the sister or the mother or of the girl that Eliezer did the Kedushin for. So we don't know. So if that's the case, Yitzhak Abinu now is not allowed to marry any more girls in the world. And Am Israel is going to disappear on its own. That's how Laban, he wanted to destroy Am Israel from the root. How? By killing Eliezer, now he's making Yitzhak a sword to marry any girl in the world. That's how Laban bakesh la'akor et hakol. That's how they explain it. But he continues here, וכמובן שאם לדין יש תשובה, why? Because as we said in the beginning, he said really, it's not a problem here. Why? Because this halakha applies only if the person send a messenger to do Kedushin of a girl in any town, then he's not allowed to marry any girl in the world. Why? Because any girl might be her sister. But if he told him he should go to that family and marry me, the daughter of so-and-so, so now what's the problem? The Shaliach never came back. We don't know if he did this Shlichot or not. So what's the problem? The person, he could marry any girl who's not related to that family. Yitzhak Abinu could marry also someone else. Since that here, Yitzhak Abinu, Abraham, he told Eliezer, you should go kill mishpachti ubet abit elech. You should go over there. You should go to Haran. From there, you should find kalah for my son Yitzhak. That's what he told him. So if Eliezer would never come back, then Yitzhak, he has no problem. He could marry from a different town. He is not allowed to marry any girl from Haran. Why? Because maybe that's her sister of the girl that Eliezer did the Kedushin for. But he could marry from different town. But we could explain also in different way, Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. We start Be'ezer Hashem from, I saw something interesting that the Beit Levi, he brings down here on the parasha. He says, if we pay attention, how did Abraham tell Eliezer to find kalah for Yitzhak? He told him he should go, kiel mishpahti, kiel arsi vel molati telech, velakahta ashal lebni le Yitzhak. He should find a wife, he should find a girl for my son Yitzhak. Here it says lebni le Yitzhak. When Eliezer was telling the story to Rebekah's family, how did he tell them? He told them the whole story that my master is very rich and he had a baby boy when he was 100 years old and he gave him all his wealth and so on and so forth. Then at the end, Beit Levi is medayek here. He said, how come in the beginning when Abraham was telling Eliezer, it says Libni Leitzhak? Here when Eliezer was telling them, he told them that my master Abraham told me he should find kalah for my son. Abraham said he should find kalah for my son Yitzhak. Here he skipped the word Yitzhak. Why he skipped it? Obviously, we're talking about Yitzhak. So before also, obviously. He told him, who's Libni? We're talking about Yitzhak. So why in the beginning it says Yitzhak? Here it says, doesn't say Yitzhak here. So he explains beautiful. See, he brings down the Ma'aseh Beit Levi. Said there was once a guy, very very rich guy. He had a daughter. He wants to marry her off, and he went to all the shadchanim. Told him, "I want you to find me the best bahur, the best hatan for my daughter, and I'll pay you $10,000, whatever you want. I'll pay you." Then shadchanim they started, finding him hatanim. And one shadchani came to him. Told him, "I found you hatan. He's the son of Talmid Chacham Gadol." So he told him, oh yeah, very good. He said, who's that Talmid Chacham? He told him his name. He said, psh, that Talmid Chacham, everyone knows him. That's going to be my honor. If he's willing, if that Shidduch is going to work out, I'll pay you $10,000 cash. So the Shadchan, he went to the other side. He was trying to convince them. Why? Because he wanted $10,000, whatever it is. So he was trying to convince them, to marry her. And in the meanwhile, different Shadchan, he heard what's going on, and he came to the Gabir, to the Ashir, and told him, listen, I found you Hatan, that he himself is a Gaon. He himself is big Talmid Chacham. So he said, he thought in his mind, if that Ashir was willing to pay $10,000 for the son of Talmid Chacham, could you kind of bring him Hatan himself is Talmid Chacham? Then the Ashir, he told him, no, I don't want such a Hatan. So then, well, why not? You want the son of Talmid Chacham, not Talmid Chacham? He told him, yeah, the son of Talmid Chacham, everyone knows that Talmid Chacham. If our family is going to be in Shidduchin with his family, it's going to be my honor. Why? Because I'm now Mishtadech with the son of that Talmid Chacham. It's going to be a big honor for me. But you that you found me, the person himself who's Talmid Chacham, that means my daughter has to be Rabbanit. What does Rabbanit mean? Since her husband, he doesn't have a lot of money. He's learning, Talmid Chacham is learning Yeshiva all day long. He hardly has, Baruch Hashem, he covers the expenses every month. But he doesn't have any extras, to go vacations, to go here, to go there, to go shopping, to buy extra stuff, to live with, nicer life, fancier. He doesn't have, he cannot afford it. So he said, I don't want my daughter to be like this. I want my daughter to marry the son of Talmid Chacham. Why? Because now I have the honor. And the son of Talmid Chacham, who's not Talmid Chacham himself, obviously. If he also Talmid Chacham, he doesn't want him. Because he doesn't want his daughter to be Talmid Chacham. To be the wife of Talmid Chacham. So that's what Ba'avonot HaRabim, many people, they're looking for the kavod of the Talmidei Chachamim, but they're not willing to give in, to put effort. No one wants his daughter to be the wife of Talmid Chacham. Why? Because he knows she's not going to have whatever she's going to ask for. So that's why Avraham Avinu, that's what happened. Why? Because we don't understand the value of Talmid Chacham, how much Hakraba the wives of Talmidei Chachamim they give to their husband. That's what Rabbi Akiva said in the Gemara, Masechet Ketubot, said, Shelivi Shelachem Shelahu. Why Shelivi Shelachem Shelahu? All the credit goes to my wife, he told them. Why? Because really, only because of his wife who sent him to learn Torah, and she was taking care of all the kids, she was taking care of the house, she was taking care of shopping, she was taking care of everything. She put that headache off her husband. She wants him to grow and to become big Talmid Chacham, so all the credit goes to her. That's a real person. When you appreciate Talmid Chacham, when you appreciate the Torah, that's what everyone should marry his daughter to Talmid Chacham himself. And that's what the Gemara also the Gemara brings down. Le'olam imkor adam kol ma she'ish lo ve'yisa b'talmid chacham ve'yisit b'to le'talmid chacham. Ve'yisit b'to le'talmid chacham. He should marry off his daughter to Talmid Chacham, even though she's not going to have all the extras, but still, that's a real enjoyment. So, Bikitsur, we go back to the story of the Beit Levi, that Ashir, he didn't want the Hatan himself to be Talmid Chacham. He wants the son of Talmid Chacham. So here Eliezer, he continues Beit Levi, said, here Eliezer, Abraham Abinu was telling him, you have to find Kala, Libni. What does mean Libni? For my son, it means you have to find Kala. You have to find Kala to fit our family. Plus, you have to find Kala to fit my dear son Yitzhak. Libni le Yitzhak also. Not only for my son, for Yitzhak also. Why? Because she has to give in. So Yitzhak should grow and become the founder of Am Yisrael. So she has to give in, obviously. That's what Abraham told Eliezer. But Eliezer, he was scared maybe the family of Rivka, they're not interested in the Hatan himself, who's Talmid Chacham. They're only interested in the honor that they're getting, that they're marrying the son of Abraham Avinu, who was, everyone knows him, was big Talmid Chacham, big Ashir. That's what they're looking for. That's why when Eliezer was telling them, he skipped the word Yitzhak. Now they're going to hear this. He didn't tell them anything about Yitzhak, if he himself Talmid Chacham or no. He skipped it. Why? Because he wanted the Shidduch to come out. And we saw also, after you know they had the Sa'uda, ויוכלו וישתו הוא ואנשים אשר עמו וילינו, ויקום בבוקר ויום השליחוני לאדוני, ויום הרחיע וימה תשב הנערה אתנו ימים או עשור, אחר תלך. So they told him, let her stay, you know, the 10 months, let her stay 1 year, 10 months at least, then he could go. Then he told him, no. He told him, ויאמר עליהם, אל תאחרו אותי, please don't delay me, I want to go back to my master. וישתם סליח דרכי, שליחוני ואליכה לאדוני. Let me go. Give me Rivka, let me go to Yitzhak. Please don't delay me. Me Hashem Asad Dabar. You said before, Me Hashem Asad Dabar. So give me Rivka, let's go. I was asked here that the Pasuk here it says, ויוכלו וישתו ויקומו בבוקר ויום השליחוני לאדוני. Please send me to my master. How does it say the word Shalichuni in the Torah? It says Shalichuni, missing a vav, without a vav. So if you're reading from Sefer Torah, as if it says Shalichini, Chavrat missing a vav. Okay, it could be. But two psukim after, ויאמר עליהם, אל תאחרו אותי, ואדוני יצליח דרכי, Shalichuni ואליכה לאדוני. Shalichuni here, it says, מלא with a vav. So why the difference? Two psukim before says Shalichuni without a vav. Two psukim after says Shalichuni with a vav. Why is it like this? Someone asked me. I told them simple pirosh we could explain. Because in the beginning, until now, who was talking to Eliezer? Who was talking to him? The Pasuk said, Vaya'an Laban ubtuel vayomiru me'ashem yasad debar. Laban and Betuel, they are the ones, they were discussing, you know, they're talking to Eliezer. And after we saw that Betuel, he already died before the next day, here the Pasuk said, Vayakulu vayishtu vayakumu babokir. Vayakumu babokir, Betuel never woke up. He died, as we said, because he ended up eating the poison. So he died. That means in the morning, Eliezer, who is he talking to? Now he's talking only to Laban. Until now, he was talking to Laban and Betuel. But now that Betuel died, now Eliezer is talking only to Laban. So that's why it says, Vayomer Shalichini Laduni. Says the word Shalichuni, what he was talking to them, but his main he was focusing, his main talk was with whom? With Laban. وَيَوَنْ شَلَّحِينِ بِلَدُنِي. He was talking only to Laban. Why? Because that's the only person who's talking to him. Until now, Betuel was talking also, but now Betuel died. Now he's talking only to Laban. That's why he says Shalihuni without a vav, because his main talk was to Laban. He says Shalihuni. But after he saw Vayomer Ahiha Vimah, Tishibana Aratan and Imu Asor, then he said Shalihuni with a vav. He saw that her mother came into the picture. Now he said Shalihuni, both of you, Malay with a vav, both of you, I'm asking your permission. Please don't delay me. Let me go back. That's what I answered him. But I looked into it more later on. I saw something interesting. Here, Yonatan Noziel. I saw here Yonatan Noziel on the first Pasuk, Pasuk Nundalet. V'achalu v'shatu hu v'gubriyadi ameh hu batu v'kamu b'safra v'amar shaddiruni l'rabboni. What does it mean shaddiruni l'rabboni? Send me to my master. No problem. Next day, v'amar lehon لا تعقبون يتي وادنا يصلح أرحي الفيوني ويزيل لربوني. Says the same word. شلحوني. And the two psukim before the first time says شلحوني. Yonatan Uzziel translated the word شلحوني. شديروني. What does شديروني? Send me. And the second time said الفيوني. What does it mean الفيوني? Not only I want you to send me, I want you also to walk a little bit with me to do مصبات لفيه. You have to accompany me a little bit, you know, on the way. Then you could go back. Why the Targum Yonatan Uzziel changed the Targum of the word, the same word. Ella, the first time he was asking them what? He was asking them, only send me. And the second time he told him, not only I'm asking you to send me, I want you also to accompany me a little bit on the way. That's why it says the second time, such Shalihuni, because he is asking for two things. The first time he was asking for one thing, what is it? Shalihuni, only send me. That's why it says Shalihini without a vav. But the second time says Shalihuni, not only I want you to send me, I want you also to come with me. Al-Vayuni. That's the diyukna here from Yonatan Uzziel. That's why here it says the word Shalihuni with the vav, because it's asking for two things. After that, I saw also Ba'al Turim also. It brings also something interesting. Vayomer alehim, al te'aharu oti vadunai yisliyah darki, Shalihuni bilikhal aduni. It says Ba'al Turim, sufete bot, the last letter of the four words, al תאחרו אותי והשם סופטי בוט לוויה שילבוהו. He was asking them to do מזוות לוויה also for him. So that's why here the second time says the word שלחוני with the vav. Why? Because he was asking for two things. Anyways, he told them, I want you to send me. Then they told him, listen, ויאמרו לנקרא לנערה משאלת פיה. Let's call up רבקה and, you know, they will ask her. ויקראו לרבקה ויאמרו אליה, התלכי עם האיש הזה? Would you go with that person to Yitzhak? Say, I'll go. What's going on over here? Why they're asking her, first of all? And what did she answer them? I'll go. Sounds like everything's fine. What comes here, Rashi, he brings them from the Midrash. I will go on my own. Even if you don't want me to go, I will go. Chaura. First of all, Rivka, she had Derech Eres, all the we see throughout the parasha, all the Derech Eres. And here, to her parents, to her mother and brother, she didn't have Derech Eres. I will go, even if you don't want me to go, I want to go. Chara, where's her Derech Eres? That's how you talk to your mother. That's how you talk to your brother. What's going on over here? Chara, we have to understand. So I saw here something interesting. He brings down here in Sefer Lebushei Yom Tov. He brings down here on the parasha. I said, "Ve'esh lomar al Rebka tzedeket sheyeshiva be'azut panim neged achiha ve'ema sheyeshiva me'atzmim da'ati ve'afilu me'enechem rotzim." It's hard. How could she say such a statement to her mother? Even if you don't want me, I don't listen to you. I want to go. How could she say like that? ויש להשיב, דהנה נודע ביהודה הקשה, איך אפשר לקדש אישה על ידי שליח? הלא אמרו חז"ל בש"ס במסכת קדושין. דף סמכה, דלקח עד אחד אינו נאמן בקדושי אישה, וואי, דחב לאחרינה. ולא אמרין על בי הודעת בעדין כמאה עדים דמי, דחב לאחרינה. ואם כן, איך מועיל שליחות בקדושין, ההווה תופס לבעל חוב במקום שחב לאחרים? ויאס לנודע ביהודה, he said, how could Abraham send a messenger, send שליח to do the קדושין for יצחק? How could he send Shaliyah to do Kiddushin? The Gemara says beferush, Shaliyah ain't neiman b'Kiddushin. It's not that he cannot trust him because the Torah said, al pi shenayim adim yakum debar. You need two witnesses. He's sending one shaliach to do kedushin for you. But he answers here, he says, ותרס הנודע ביהודה משום דבקדושין בעינה דעתה ורצונה של האשה, דהי בעלת בחירה. ויכולה לומר, לזה אני רוצה, ולאחר אינני רוצה. ובכן, לקה בזה חב לאחרנה, וחלינו קדושין על ידי שליח. עד כאן. What is he saying? הנודע ביהודה answers, now here when the שליח is going to do his שליחות, it's going to be מקדש that girl to יצחק אבינו, but by this action that he's mekadesh Ribka to Yitzhak Avinu, he made Ribka asur for anyone else in the world. Anyone else, if he wants to marry Ribka now, we cannot marry her. Why? Because she's already married to Yitzhak Avinu. That means in such a case that you are habla ahirim, you're putting kibyachol huba on other people. Why? Because if someone else, maybe someone else wanted to marry Ribka, based on one witness, the Sharia himself, you want to usir Ribka for anyone else in the world? You need two witnesses. So if that's the case, how could you send Sharia to marry Isha? It doesn't work like this. Eli answers the Noda Bihuda. He says, when do we say this? It's only if you are Habla Ahirim. But here, since that the Kedushin is depending also on Ribka herself, she could tell anyone else who wants to marry her, I don't want to marry him. If she accepted the Kedushin to marry Yitzhak Avinu, that means here the Shaliach is not doing anything, is not being Oser Ribka for anyone else. No, Ribka herself, she's Oser herself for anyone else. Why? Because depending on her also. You cannot marry a girl that she doesn't want to marry you. Ella, when she's saying, I want to marry you, that means she's saying that I chose you. So now anyone else who wants to marry her, he said, no, I don't want you. I want the other guy. I want Yitzhak Avinu. So in such a case, he could do Shariah by Kedushin. That's what he says. So now based on this, he says, Achen Ribka Tzadeket, what did they do here? Eliezer, when he came to do the Kedushin for Ribka, Laban and Betuel said, listen, how could you do the Kedushin for Ribka? You're Osir Ribka on anyone else. You can't be Osir Ribka on anyone else. So he says here, וכוונו בשאלתם התלכי עם האיש הזה בלשון בתמיהה התלכי עם האיש הזה. They were asking her, would you go with him? Hello, you're not allowed to go with him. Why? Because he's only one shaliach, one aid, to make you asur for the whole world. It's only one aid. How could you be aubir on the asur? You can't do it. וחשבו אשר רבקה טען ותאמר כרצונם שלא תלך כי תבין שאלתם, ובלי ספק היה אסלם, אשר בלתי הסכמתם לא תלך. וחשבו דהלו כמה לן, דהן מסין שאלה מדעתה ומרסונה, דהי בעלת בחירה. ואם לא תסכים רבקה, אז לא יועיל שום דבר בשליחות. ואין המחלים הקדושים על ידי שליח, כי הוא חב לאחרנה. ומלא תפטל כל השדוך. So that's what they meant when they told him, let us call רבקה and ask her if she wants to marry יצחק, what does mean? They're not really asking her if you want to marry Yitzhak. They're asking her, how could you marry Yitzhak based on that witness? It's only one aid. One aid to make you asur for the whole world, to make you married to Yitzhak Avinu. In other words, is making you asur for everyone else in the world. And one shaliach cannot do it. One witness cannot do it. You need two witnesses. That's what they ask her. And they thought that she's going to tell them, she's not going to argue with her parents. She's going to tell them, okay, whatever you want. And they're going to tell him, no, we cannot do Abira here. You need two witnesses. Tell them to bring us to Shlihim. Then we'll give you Ribka. That's what they thought. But Ribka, אחרי Ribka, צדקת, הרגישה את זה, והשיבה אליך מעצמי. What does mean מעצמי? דהיינו מדעתי ומרצוני, ואפילו מעיניכם רוצים. What does mean? Even if you don't want, I will go. What does mean? She's not talking the harsh language against her mother. Ela ki lo talui klal bedatichem, ela bedati. Ve'im ani maskima, az leka shub habla achrina. Ve'shapir halina kedushin, dihi ba'alat bechira. Ki tirus hanoda b'Yehuda. It says here, she told them, I will go with him. What does mean I will go with him? That means, when do we say that if one shaliach wants to be mekadesh isha, to make her asur for the whole world, it doesn't go? Why? Because he's making asur for the whole world. But here she told them, this, the Kedushin, it's depending on the Kalah herself also. If she agreed to marry to Yitzhak, then she's not habla ahirim. Why? Because anyone else who's going to come to marry her, she could tell them, I don't want you. I want Yitzhak Avinu only. That's what she meant when she told them, Elech me'asmi ve'afilum lo tursu. What does mean afilum lo tursu? Even if you don't want, it's not depending on you, depending on me. That means there's no asur here, because since that I'm saying I want to marry Yitzhak and not anyone else, so the Sharia is not making me a surah for the whole world. I'm making myself a surah for the whole world by saying I want to marry Yitzhak. So if that's the case, there's no problem. She could do it. Right. So I saw also in Farshim they asked a different question: how could Eliezer be a Shaliach to marry Rivka to Yitzhak Abinu? Well, because we have the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak Masechet Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara says over there clearly: Asur lo la'adam shekodesh isha ad sheyireinah. Why? You're not allowed to marry any girl until you see her first. Why? Shemeh yireh ba debar migune v'etgane alav v'rahmana amar v'ahavta ra'aka kamucha. So the Gemara says clearly you're not allowed to send shaliach to marry a girl for you, even if there's no problem of habla ahirim like we explained. You have different problem now, because Yitzhak here, he never saw Rivka. And the Gemara says clearly you're not allowed to marry a girl before you see her. You have to see her first. And here Yitzhak, he never saw Rivka. If the person wants to send Shaliach to marry a girl that he saw her before and he spoke to her, okay, I understand. But here Yitzhak is sending Eliezer to marry Rivka. Yitzhak, he never saw Rivka. Did Eliezer send him by text the picture of Rivka? Mustama'nat. So how did he send him the Shaliach? How did he make him Shaliach to marry Rivka to him? He never saw her. The Gemara says, Befirush, you're not allowed to marry a girl before you see her. So how come here the Shlichut of Eliezer? They send him Shariah to marry Rivka. Chaurat against the halakha. He asks here also, then the Boshei Yom Tov. He says here, V'kashay gam ken, Ech ne'esa Eliezer Shariah lekadesh isha leitzhak kodem she'ireina. So he says here, V'chen ish leakshot al ma she'ir lanu akdushat Levi, Dabar d'ahmad v'ma she'ya b'rotzei betuel le'achil le'Eliezer samam mavet. V'katab, T'kbar nodak godel rishat betuel, she'hu lo rasa she'yitzhak yiyeh lo zira. So he says here, for quotes the Kedushat Levi, he says here that Betuel, he did not want Yitzhak Abinu to have kids. Why not? Because he was Rasha' and he knew that Yitzhak Abinu from Yitzhak, ki be Yitzhak yikare lecha zara. From Yitzhak, Am Yisrael is going to come. So obviously Betuel, if Laban, his son, we said before that he did not want, he wanted to kill Eliezer. Why? Because he didn't want to give Rivka to Yitzhak Abinu, because he knew Am Yisrael is going to come from them. So Kot Shekin, his father, Zunu Bela V'Zu Terefa. His father also, Betuel, he was also Rasha' and he didn't want Yitzhak to have kids. Why? Because he didn't want Am Yisrael to come. V'kaim alan, demi shishalach shariach lekadesh lo isha, kozman shishariach baderech asur b'chol nashim sheba olam. The same question we read from Vayomer Abraham before. And he answered that Yitzhak Abinu, he could marry a girl from, not from Haran, from different country. No problem. But here now he's going to bring different pirush now. Ela yesh lomar al pi kushat mfarshim hanal shel de lo mehan shlichot bekedushin de abar al sur de rabanan ki asur leadam lekedush shahat sheyireina. ויפע עשו מדרבנן, יעבר ועביד, גם כן לא מהני. אם כן, לא שייך חשש הנ"ל לשמי ימות אל העזר, ויהיה יצחק אסור בכל נשים שבעולם. וואי, כי הקדושים בלב אחי אינם חלים, כי העבד לא מהני, וכנ"ל. על כן, לא חשש אברהם לחשש הנ"ל. So he says here, since that we have הלכה, that a person is not allowed to marry a girl until you see her, and here יצחק, he never saw רבקה. That means the קדושים, that Eliezer is doing for Yitzhak, it's worthless. It doesn't do anything. So if that's the case, we don't care if Eliezer, Laban Betuel, they want to poison Eliezer and it's going to get killed. There's no problem for Yitzhak Abinu. Why? Because anyways, the Kedushin of Eliezer doesn't count. Why? Because there's a sur to marry Rivka until Yitzhak sees her. As long as he didn't see her, the Kedushin doesn't count. So we don't care if Eliezer is going to die, he's not going to die. That's why he said, Abraham Abinu, he wasn't worried for this. Laban, he wanted to kill Eliezer. Why? Because he thought Eliezer, he's doing the Kedushin for Yitzhak. And if Eliezer is going to die, then Yitzhak is not allowed to marry any more girls in the world. Because any girl is going to marry, it might be the sister of the girl that Eliezer did the Kedushin to. But here he said, since that the Kedushin for Eliezer doesn't count at all, so I don't care if Eliezer is going to stay alive, he's going to die, it's not going to affect Yitzhak at all. And with this also, he explains, we have also a different problem that the Gemara said, Mitzvah bo yoter b'shluchu. The Mishnah says in the Kedushin, Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shluchu. You could do the Kedushin yourself, and you could do the Kedushin sending Shaliach. How by sending Shaliach, as we said, you have to see the girl first. And after he saw her, he could send Shaliach to do the Kedushin. But if he never saw her, he cannot do the Kedushin. But the Gemara asks, why does it say, Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shluchu? The Gemara says, if b'shluchu mekadesh, bo b'aya. If a person could send Shaliach to marry a girl for him, do you have to tell me that he could do it himself? Why the Mishnah said, Ha'ish mekadesh bo and b'shluchu? Why do you have to tell me bo? The Gemara said, Ela mitzvah bo yoter b'shluchu. There's bigger mitzvah to do the Kedushin yourself than doing the Kedushin through Shaliach. So here is Yitzhak Avinu. How come he didn't want to do the Kedushin himself? Why he sent Shaliach to do the Kedushin for him? He didn't want to do mitzvah bo yoter b'shluchu. Obviously, Yitzhak Avinu, he wanted to do the Kedushin the best way. So Yitzhak Avinu was supposed to do the Kedushin himself to Rivka, not by sending Eliezer. And other than the problem that we just said, that Eliezer cannot do the Kedushin at all to Rivka because Yitzhak never saw her. So he says here, "V'nera li lomar, dehne masati b'sefer, de'amar melita de'mstabra al zeh, de'lama lo umtin she'kadesh otah Yitzhak be'asmo." Why Yitzhak, he didn't wait until he did the Kedushin himself. So he said, "Ki Abraham haya yodei arroa alib shel betuel ve'ormato, והיה ירא פן אחר שימסור את רבקה ביתו לבית אברהם, יקבל הוא קדושין מאחר קודם שקדש אותה יצחק. ואז לא יהיה קדושי יצחק קדושין כלל, כי באמת הייתה קטנה, והיא מקדשת בקדושי אביה." He said, if that's the case, why did, if the קדושין that Eliezer is doing, it's worthless, why did Abraham בכלל, why did he at all, why did he send Eliezer to do the קדושין? For what? הפסוק סוד וככה העבד עשרה גמלים גמלי אדונה וילך וואי עשרה גמלים תדעו ברכת אירוסין. That's what חזקוני says. וככה עשרה גמלים, obviously גמלים, they're not the people riding the גמלים also. So he took מניין with him to do ברכות אירוסין. That's what חזקוני explained. עשרה גמלים and people riding the גמלים. Why the pasuk he mentioned the gemalim, not the people who were riding them, whatever. But maybe they weren't that tzaddikim. But bottom line, they had minyan to do erusin to Rivka. But if the erusin are worthless, why did Abraham b'chlal send Eliezer to do kedushin? If the kedushin doesn't count, why? Because Yitzhak never saw Rivka yet, and the kedushin doesn't count. So why did he send him to do the kedushin at all? He said, "You know why? Because since that Rivka." How old was Rivka during this time? Rivka was only 3 years old. That's what Rashi. There's a machloket that Midrash brings down. She was 14 years old. But Rashi tells us at the beginning of next week's Parashat Toldot, that at the beginning Rashi says she was 3 years old. Yes, he has calculation Rashi over there, and that's what also they brought down the Midrash also. There are two opinions. One opinion: she was 3 years old when he married her. And by the way, I saw in Midrash Sechel Tov, there's Midrash Sechel Tov, he said, that's why anywhere you see in this week's parasha, it says, V'haya na'ara asher omar aleha tinach adech v'eshte, the na'ara is missing a hay. Why is it missing a hay? And it says, Al-na'ar. V'haya na'ar asher omar aleha. All the times, every single time, says, Al-na'ar, missing a hay. Why is it missing a hay? Because she was 3 years old, she was very young. And that's why the Torah, to hint us this, the Midrash Sechel Tov says, that's why the Torah wrote it, Na'ar, it's missing a hay, because she wasn't Na'ara. She was Ketana, she was only 3 years old. That's why the Torah, to hint us that she was 3 years old, she skipped the letter hay from the Na'ara. That's what it brings down. So since that Rivka was only 3 years old, and her father could do the Kedushin for her. The Mishnah also in Kedushin says, Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shluchu, האיש מקדש את ביתו כשהיא קטנה, כשהיא נערה בו בשלוחו. האיש מקדש את ביתו כשהיא נערה בו בשלוחו, he could also marry off your daughter. So now Abraham Avinu, really he knew that the Kedushin of Eliezer doesn't count. So why did he send him Bechlal to do the Kiddushin? I said, you know why? Because he was scared, maybe after, if Eliezer is not going to do the Kiddushin, he's only going to ask him, could you give me Rubka? And whenever Rubka is going to go to Yitzhak, Yitzhak is going to do the Kiddushin himself, like Mizbabu Yeterim Bishluho. If he's going to do it like this, Abraham Abin was scared, maybe after Rubka is going to leave the house of Betuel, now she's not married to Yitzhak yet. Why? Because Yitzhak wants to see her first. Until they're going to get to the house of Yitzhak, maybe Betuel is going to marry her to someone else. You hear what's going on here? So Abraham Abin was scared, if Eliezer is not going to do the Kiddushin to Rivka, Ella is going to tell him, send Rivka with me, and whenever we're going to get to Yitzhak Abinu, Yitzhak is going to do the Kiddushin himself. Why? Because he has to see her first. And Mizbaba Yoter Mishluho, he was scared maybe the minute they're going to leave, Betuel, to make Rivka a surato Yitzhak, is going to accept Kiddushin for Rivka to someone else. Why? Because since that she was only Ketana, she was only 3 years old, so the Torah gave the authority to her father to accept the Kiddushin for her. So if that's the case, maybe Betuel is going to accept Kiddushin to Rivka to someone else. So if that's the case, then Rivka is going to be Asur for Yitzhak Abinu, and obviously from Asur, Am Yisrael is not going to come. So Abraham Abinu was scared from this, from that Urma of Betuel. That's why he told Eliezer, make believe you're doing the Kiddushin. He knows that the Kiddushin of Eliezer doesn't count. I told him, in his eyes, next to him, make believe that you're doing the Kiddushin to Rivka. Why? Because Betuel now is going to hear that you did the Kiddushin. Obviously, he's not going to marry her to someone else. She's already married. But if you're only going to take her and you're going to tell him, I want my master Yitzhak to do the Kiddushin himself, maybe he's going to marry her to someone else the minute he leaves. That's why he told him, only Lemarita Ayin should do the Kiddushin. That's what he says here. He said, "Ve'af be'im yeh safek mikdesh kodem, havei gam ken adin tase mizeh umizeh." Even if you have a safek, maybe Betuel accepted Kiddushin from someone else before Yitzhak did the Kiddushin to Rubka, or after he did the Kiddushin to Rubka, still bottom line, still safek. So she's a surah for Yitzhak anyways. So that's how he's going to destroy Am Yisrael Chas v'Shalom. Ela, to avoid this problem, ולכן בחוכמה עשה שיבקש את רבקה שמה באופן דליקה למחש למידה. That's why he told him, I wanted to do the Kiddushin over there to רבקה. Why? Only so Betuel and Laban should hear that he did the Kiddushin and they're not going to marry her to someone else. Only למראית העין. And with this also, he explains also something else. He said, we know we have a problem that all Mefarshim, they ask, how did Yaakov Abinu marry two sisters? You're not allowed to marry two sisters. Pasuk Mefarash. How could Yaakov Abinu marry two sisters? They have many answers they give to it. One answer the Mefarshim they give, that Yaakov Abinu, before he married Leah and Rachel, he converted them. Why? Because they're living by the house of Laban. He doesn't know who are they. So he has to convert them. So since that Yaakov Abinu converted Rachel and Leah, after conversion, then the two sisters, they're not anymore related to each other. Why? Because the Gemara says, any person who's going to convert, the Gemara said, ketenok shel noladame, as if he was just born, fresh to no one. As if he was just born, he has no more relatives. Up to a point, the Gemara says, halachically, if you have a mother and a son who were goyim, and the mother and the son themselves, both of them, they came to convert, after conversion, halachically, they could marry each other. But that's what the Gemara said, they could marry. Why? Because after they converted, they're not related to each other anymore. She's not his mother, and he's not her son. That's what halachically. But the Gemara said, there is a surum drabanan, even after conversion, they have a surum drabanan, the mother and the son, to marry each other. Why? Because they shouldn't say that, listen, at the time that we were goyim, we weren't allowed to marry my son. Now, after I converted, I am allowed to marry my son. They're not going to have, they're not going to understand that after the conversion, now you're not related to each other at all. But whatever it is, let's assume the Rabbanan. Medin Torah, there's no problem. Why? Because up to a point, I saw in Pardes Yosef, he brings down, he goes all the way to the extreme. He said, not only Gersh and Geyer, he said, you have three people, the Gemara says, Mohalina Haya Avonotahim, a Ger, Aulil Gdula, what's me Aulil Gdula, a person either he does Teshuvah, or they put him to Rosh Yeshiva, to put him Hakam Bashi, and Hatan. All these three people, they are Ketanokshin Ladame, they forgive them all their sins, now they start a new page for them. So he goes per this, as if he quotes one Hakam, he goes all the way to the extreme. He said, since that Hatan and Kala, when they get married, they forgive them all their sins, that means they are as if they're Katan Shin Uladame. And the Gemara said, up to the age of 20, Bedin Shin Ma'ala, they don't punish the person. So he said, since that Hatan and Kala, after they got married, they were just born, they have 20 years after marriage, there is no avonot for them. Why? Because Katan Shin Uladame, as if they were just born, and they have 20 years, Bedin Shin Ma'ala, they don't punish them. That's where he goes, Pardes Yosef, he quotes one Hakam, he goes all the way to that extreme. But whatever it is, we're not going to go that extreme. But at least, Katan Shin, Gershin Geyerki, Katan Shin Ladame, if that's the case, Yaakov, you know, he was allowed to marry two sisters because they're not sisters anymore. If that's the case, you're also, Mistamar, Yitzhak Abinu is going to convert Rubka before he marries her. Since that, if Yaakov Abinu converter, if Abraham also, everyone has to do the conversion. So if that's the case, Mistamar Yitzhak also is going to do the conversion to Rivka before he's going to marry her. We said Eliezer, he did not do the Kedushin for Rivka. Why? Because Yitzhak didn't see her yet. And the Kedushin of Eliezer is worthless. Only he did the Kedushin to Marita Ain, so Laban Betuel, don't marry Rivka to someone else. But really, his Kedushin doesn't count. Ela Yitzhak wants to do the Kedushin himself after he sees her. And after he sees her, he's going to do the Kedushin. And Mistama, before the Kedushin, is going to convert her also. He's going to convert Rubka. After he converted Rubka, now she's not related to anyone on earth. So with this, he said, wherever Laban Betuel, they put poison in Eliezer's plate, they thought that by poisoning Eliezer, they're going to be Oser Yitzhak to marry any girl in the world. He said, this doesn't count also at all. Why? Because any girl that Yitzhak is going to marry, is going to convert her first. After he's going to convert her, after conversion, then she's not related to anyone on earth. Then he has no problem. Anyone he could marry. Even from the house of Laban, from the house of Betuel, he could marry anyone. From the Haran, he has no problem because any girl is going to convert her, she's not related to anyone else, he's allowed to marry her, then you have no problem. That's what here in the Mefarshim said. That means all the what Laban, they wanted to kill Eliezer, that's what they thought. But Yitzhak Abinu was bigger than Mit Hakam, and he said, I don't have to worry about all your stuff. And Abraham, he told Eliezer, you should do the Kedushin only so her father should not accept Kedushin to someone else for her. But this is only Lemarita Ain. But really, the real Kedushin, Yitzhak did the Kedushin himself to Rivka after he converted her. With this, he said all the questions. Now we resolved all the questions. Be'ezer Hashem, Kedush Baruch Hu should help all of us. שנזכה כולנו בעזר השם להבין דברי תורה, ללמוד, ללמד, לשמור ולעשות. אמן ואמן. הרבה חנינה מנך שאומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך. הרבה נעים את הרמזבות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו.